agent that specializes in responding to escalated cartel activity.
This is not my department.
Oh boy. Oh, that's Sicario. Ooh. I've been anticipating this movie for the longest. And god damn, does it deliver, baby. Woo! Oh my god, people. Like I said, talking about Sicario, directed by Denis Villeneuve, whatever the fuck his name is. The guy that did Prisoners and Enemy. Which, as much as I like both of those films, they both got some problems in them. I think Enemy gets a little, I don't want to say too dramatic, whatever, but I think it kind of, the Hugh Jackman character kind of gets a little, I don't know, prolongs his actions, if you will. And Enemy had that bizarre-ass fucking ending, or whatever. But this one, Sicario, third time's a charm, and I think this guy knocked it out the park. I absolutely love the fuck out this film. But let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis of this, though. We got Emily Blunt playing Kate Macy, and she just ran a big bust here in Arizona here, where the Mexican cartel pretty much were, they thought they were freeing hostages, but turns out that they have already killed these people and buried their bodies in between the walls, and you see this in the trailer. So Josh Brolin comes in, and they realize that she's been making some of the biggest busts in the, at least in the States. And they want to use her to help her, Josh Brolin and Benicio Del Toro, pretty much bring in the head honchos, if you will. It's almost like a Breaking Bad style setting. You know, it's like, you know, we can keep going after Walter or Jesse or something like that, but there's someone bigger out there. Well, obviously, it's Gus. And that's pretty much where Josh Brolin's getting at. So obviously, she believes she's doing the right thing, teaming up with the good guys here that want to take down the head honcho here. So she agrees to go along with it. And thus, piece by piece, she starts to notice that things ain't going by the right. Because Emily Blunt in this movie, she plays this righteous character straight by the book. I'm going to book all these guys and put them in jail the right way by the book. You know, I'm going to arrest them. I'm not going to do anything inhumane. Whereas Josh Brolin and them characters, you don't really know if they are who they say they are, if they're federal agents or not. Or they're like the title displays itself, Sicario, which is in Mexico means hitman. So, or they're just random ass hitman. Because this movie, I think one of the best thing it does, and well, I will get into that later, but I think one of the best thing it does really is it really, really for the 2 hour time span, breaks Emily down, Emily Blunt's character, piece by piece by piece by piece. I mean, every scene, it gets that much more intense, or to the point where you think that she may pull a Tobey Maguire from Pawn Sacrifice and just starts losing her shit, because they wore this woman out in this film with all the moral judgments and the codes, and if she's trying to figure out if what she's doing is good or bad, or can she even, or pretty much it's like that saying in Attack on Titan, in order to stop the monsters, we have to become the monsters, you know. I'm thinking that's pretty much what the moral of her character in this film is In order to stop the bad guys, I myself may have to break a few of the laws to bring these guys into justice themselves. As everybody knows, I love Emily Blunt. Love that girl to death, man. Oh my God, dude, that girl is gorgeous. I think she's a great actress. She has a great track record in films. Every film she comes out in, I'm always rushing to the theater to go see. But I gotta say, this is Benicio del Toro's film. I cannot remember the last time I seen this guy perform this well. I'm thinking, you know, in Inherent Vice, he was cool in, but obviously that movie was shit. But in here, he plays this smooth Colombian, well, as he says, or whatever, which we find out that, you know, he says he's with DEA and stuff like that. But then, you know, Emily Blunt later finds out, you know, no, he was with the Colombian cartel. This guy, he pretty much is where the title of the movie comes from. He's the Sicario. He's the hitman. He is... And then, you know, later in the film, Emily Blunt calls out Josh Brolin and this shit because she doesn't even know if she can trust Josh Brolin and what he brought her into, because they told her they were going to El Paso. Next thing you know, they're on a plane and they're in where did they go? I forgot, some part of Mexico where they were pretty much transporting one of the drug lords from Mexico back into the American borderline. And my God, man. Everybody, I love thriller films. This is probably one of the best thrillers I've seen in quite some time. Every scene, every fucking scene, is that much more thrilling. And a round of applause to Roger Deakins, who was a cinematographer on this, and also for Prisoners as well, who probably made that film look better than what it was supposed to be. But Roger Deakins, man, this guy's cinematography shots is just fucking excellent. I mean, oh yeah, I can't even give credit to Dennis here, the director. The camera angles he had in here would add just that little bit of spice to the suspense in this film, because then there's a shot from a rooftop where you see all of Mexico in this area. I want to say it was Guadalajara. I don't think it was that, but I think it was that area. And you see the SUVs coming and stuff, and they're setting up this freeway scene that you see in the trailer. And that whole scene was just beautifully directed, shot, camera angle wise, and everything about it was just intense and satisfying at that as well. And then, you know, you think it's gonna calm down after a little bit after that, but no, the movie just keeps getting more suspenseful. I think the best thing this movie does, man, is it manages for that two hours of here, it manages to keep the mystery of some of the characters in here and their motivations and the reasons why. It keeps you suspense on the edge of your seat. You're constantly, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know where this movie was gonna go. I think it's one of the most surprising turnouts of the film, whatever. And you know, the middle, you with it for this whole action scene that's going on and stuff like that. But once it gets to the ending, you're just like, I literally was at the edge of my seat. I was like, this movie just got 20 times even better than what it already was, and I'm down for this right now. Like I said, Roger Deakins, he nailed it with his cinematography. His cinematography in here was just fucking excellent. Probably some of the best cinematography work I've seen this year, if not from last year either. Emily Blunt, I will say this, I have a little more of a complaint with her. Not so much a complaint, I guess more of a, I don't feel like I've got that satisfaction with that character. I realize that she is in the movie for kind of like she's the protagonist that the audience can follow to see what was going on, because in a way she's kind of the conscience of the film. You know, the kind of the one that has the moral sense of ground. And, you know, the best thing about her, even though I'm making this complaint about her, is that she does feel human. The decisions that she makes is always feeling human and it feels right. And if you were in this situation, that's how you would react to it. But I don't feel like there was something, I don't know what I was looking for towards the end with her character, but I don't feel like I got that satisfaction with her, even though I do love the ending and how they wrapped that up with her. I thought that was very suspenseful, but I kind of wish that maybe it would have went on a little bit longer. I don't know. Or maybe if they could have just did something different with her. I guess I was just more looking for her up and coming on someone. But I felt like she really didn't do much in the film. Her acting is fucking fantastic in here. And the expressions on her face that she pulls off is just fantastic as well. I think she does an amazing job. And, you know, oh, I'd love to marry this fucking girl, I swear. But I feel like as far as the action, no, not even so much the action, just like the movement that she does in the film, I don't think she does enough to compare to most of the other characters. Josh Brolin, we just got done seeing Everest. And he killed it in that. I really wasn't a fan of the movie that much and listened to the review. And in here, I thought he was just fantastic in here. I mean, Josh Brolin, he really is looking for them Infinity Stones, because when he gets pissed off, he gets pissed off in here. Another thing, too, so we get into Benicio Del Toro. He plays this silent assassin. You know, he's got this mystery surrounding him. Nobody knows where he's from. You don't know if he's on the good guy's side or whatever. You know, one moment he says he's DEA, but then you hear, oh, shit, he's with the Colombian cartel. Josh Brolin simply tells Emily Blunt, he goes where he's needed. And that's pretty much what a hitman is all about, man. I was thinking, like, dude, they should have made this Agent 47. As we later find out in the end of the film, they're on this last mission to bust down these underground tunnels where pretty much the drugs are being smuggled and stuff like that. And this is the take the head honcho in. Emily Blunt, Benicio Del Toro shoots that bitch because he takes, and this is a beautiful shot too. They kept showing this guy and his kid waking him up. And he's a police in Mexico, or at least an officer in Mexico. And his kid keeps waking him up every morning. Get your food, stuff like that. Oh, where's dad? He's at work. And, you know, you're wondering, like, why does the camera keep going back to this family? What do they do with this story? And then you later find out in the film, oh, he's working for the head honcho here. And he's the one that'd be delivering the drugs under these tunnels and shit. Benicio Del Toro catches this motherfucker when they go through these tunnels. Emily Blunt comes out and says, what we're doing is wrong, once again, because she's playing that moral high ground. She does a lot of moral high ground here, that which, obviously, she's trying to have a superiority power over Josh Brolin's character because they don't get along. But it came to a point where it was just like, bitch, if you would just listen to Josh Brolin. I mean, there was one scene where he told her not to go in the bank because obviously there's cameras in there and it will spot her. And, you know, we just got done taking $17 million away from this drug kingpin, if you will. And her face is all over the cameras. Now everybody's looking to kill her, if anything. But Benicio Del Toro shoots her, but he shoots her in the vest. He doesn't shoot her to harm her, and he just says, don't ever fucking point a gun at me. He gets in the car. He makes this dude drives. They finally catch up with the head honcho that's on the road, and fucking Benicio Del Toro shoots this dude, even though this dude just got into, I have a son. And Benicio Del Toro pretty much tells him, I don't give a fuck, dude. You in the wrong job line. So he shoots this dude, gets in the back of the car with the head honcho drug boss here, and he tells him to take him to the other head honcho boss. And meanwhile, you got narrating back in the story, Josh Brolin telling Emily Blunt's character, because she's just like, this isn't right what we're doing, we're breaking all kinds of laws here, and who the hell is this, pretty much Benicio Del Toro, who is this guy? I know he's not a DEA agent and shit. And he tells her, pretty much, he is what we need him to be. He works for whatever he can and help, especially when he's got to hunt down a man that pretty much assaulted his wife and daughter and hung them and then cut the bodies down and then threw them in a pot of acid and shit like that and sent him the remains. And I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, so Benicio Del Toro's on this manhunt to kill these motherfuckers in vengeance. And I thought this mystery was well executed, man. I didn't see that coming from a mile away of this whole revenge story and you know, Josh Brolin's connection to it. Because, you know, these guys are talking about, you know, we're going to bring them in and arrest them and have them stand trial and shit. But Josh Brolin is one of those officers or whatever he was playing in this film. He's one of those guys saying, there's no way in fuck I'm giving this guy a trial. He has all the money and all the power to get his ass out of there. He'll be back on the street slanging these drugs, killing families, and doing wrong to this country as it is now. So that's pretty much the reason why he allows Benicio Del Toro to go on this manhunt and pretty much handle his case for him. Benicio Del Toro kills everyone in this mansion. And you see this head honcho guy having dinner with his wife, two kids. Benicio Del Toro pulls up a seat next to them, and this guy is talking some big shit. Benicio Del Toro tells him, so you slaughter families for a living, but yet you sit here in your little mansion and you have dinner with your family here. And it was the most intense scene, because you still don't know what's going to happen in here. But the look in Benicio Del Toro's eyes, man, they just told a story. I mean, I knew it was like only 10 minutes left of the film, but I was still on the edge of my seat just like, I thought the ending was so well handled and everything about it. I absolutely loved it. And, you know, this guy just tells Benicio del Toro, he's just like, look, don't do it in front of my kids if we're going to go down this route. Benicio del Toro tells him, now it's time for you to go with God. Shoots the two kids and the wife, leaves this guy in shock. And then Benicio del Toro tells him, finish your meal because it's going to be your last meal before I put a bullet in your head. I was like, holy shit, dude. And I love it because he's just like, Stu's like talking about have mercy and shit like that. And he's like, did you have mercy for my daughter? And this dude's still being a smart ass talking about his wife and shit like that as well. And Benicio del Toro puts a bullet in his head. And the movie wraps up in a way where Benicio del Toro goes back to Emily Blunt's, I guess, apartment or hotel that they were staying at. And he pretty much makes her sign a piece of paper saying that everything we did was by the book. We did this by the book. And she's like, I refuse to sign this or whatever. He puts a gun in her head and said, you will sign this. Don't commit suicide because I will kill you right here if I have to. And the emotion on both of their faces was just fucking awe-inspiring. I mean, damn, dude. I mean, seriously, these are some Oscar performances here. I mean, it's so early in the game here for the Oscar season here. And I know none of these films are going to get cred, but I've seen so many great Oscar performances already, you know, in this month alone, that where Emily Blunt right here just stood out like a motherfucker. Her moral rights was getting in her way, because I would have signed that shit in a fucking heartbeat. There's no way, fuck, I'm about to let this dude shoot me. And she eventually signs it, and Benicio del Toro just leaves, and she points a gun at him from the balcony, and he just turns around and just goes like, either pull the trigger or not, my job is done, and my family can rest in peace along with me or whatever. And she doesn't pull the trigger, and he just walks away. And the end of the movie pretty much wraps up with, you know, this kid who Benicio del Toro, he shot his father and shit, this kid playing a soccer game, you just hear a bunch of gunshots go off and shit. This movie was incredible. I mean, I love thrillers. The one thing about thrillers, I think the same thing with the problem with Prisoners, is it loses kind of it goes on so long, it loses kind of steam in the middle half of the film. I think here, Dennis has finally captured that perfect film of keeping the tension up, keeping the thrills up, keeping the suspension up. He keeps it up going out throughout the whole film. I think it's one of the best films I've seen this year, personally. Definitely would have made my top five summer list. Matter of fact, would have probably been my number one had it this came out last month. That's one of the many positives of living in the great state of L.A. We get early screeners to this stuff, unlike the other states, because I'm hearing there's a lot of big embargo on this film where a lot of people can't go and see the film to review it and stuff like that. But I live in L.A., so they allow us to do whatever the fuck we want. I thought this film was fantastic, very suspenseful, one of the best thrillers I've seen in quite some time. You know what? It's going to go ahead and get a high C from me. I absolutely love this film. I thought it was incredible. Emily Blunt was great. John Bernthal makes a small appearance. It's not so much of a cameo until, you know, he puts the smooth of he's kind of a bounty hunter on Emily Blunt, and you know, they're pretty much about to fuck, and then she ends up putting a beating to his ass before he tried to strangle him. Benicio del Toro puts a gun in his head. So, fantastic film. Thought it was great. I love the suspense in it. The thrillers are my favorite genre, and I think the thrills were here. Every scene is exciting. You know, it's dangerous at the same time too, but the difference between this and Prisoners, where I feel Prisoners kind of went over the top, I feel like this movie kind of needed that just to show you how fucked up this country was. And I think it did a great job of doing that. So, yeah, like I said, high C it. And goddamn, Benicio del Toro, man. You give me that look, dude. I swear, I think I'd jump off a bridge my damn self. I ain't no way in hell I'm dealing with this guy.
I'm not a soldier. This is not what I do.
Where is this? What happens when they dig in? This is it.
Gotta be careful around these people. CIA's not supposed to work this side of the fence.
Just want to know what I'm getting into.
You will not survive.
You use me as bait.
Freeze!
You saw things you shouldn't have seen.